Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This is Ben McMahon, your host, speaking to you here about the NBA Finals 2012. Going to talk about the Game 3 between the Oklahoma City Thunder between the Miami Heat. Oklahoma City Thunder lost a tough one in Game 2. They came back and fought hard and almost had a chance of winning the game, but the Miami Heat ended up finishing it out. What will happen in Game 3 is the question. To me, it's going to come down to the big man of both teams. It's going to be between Ibaka and Chris Bosh. Ibaka has been playing decent, but it needs to be more aggressive offensively. And it needs to help out when LeBron James is driving to the hole. Kevin Durant's a smaller guy, so LeBron James is having his way when he gets down to the paint. Kevin Durant has done a good job of backing up and letting LeBron James take a jump shot. But Ibaka has to be aggressive and has to guard up Chris Bosh, especially on the jump shots. I think they've been doing well letting Chris Bosh shooting threes. I don't know why Chris Bosh has even been shooting threes, in my opinion. If you're a four guard and like he is, I don't think he has the ability to hit the three-pointer consistently. He needs to get down the paint and be that guy to get the rebound if Dwayne Wade and LeBron James happen to miss. Russell Westbrook in this game, to me, is important as well. He needs to come out, be aggressive, struggling in Game 2 some, played really well in Game 1. He needs to get into the game, play with that emotion that he has, lead the team, and keep going. Kevin Durant, doing a great job, needs to get more aggressive, in my opinion, offensively and defensively. He's been doing really well shooting the basketball and taking good shots. That's something that he does good at, and he needs to get better at. Knocking down free throws when it's clutch time. He has missed crucial free throws when the time has came down to it. So in my opinion, you know, it's really going to come down to the big man and to see how LeBron James and Dwayne Wade play together, and also to see how Russell Westbrook comes out in this game. To me, he sets the pace and tone for the Thunder, and it's going to be interesting to see how he does. So those are my predictions for Game 3. To me, it's going to end up, Oklahoma City's going to end up winning this game. I think it's going to come down to the wire. I believe Miami Heat's going to be up most of the game, and Oklahoma City's going to come back and pass them and win Game 3. Thank you for paying attention to me and tuning in, and I'll be talking about Game 3 here soon in a couple of days. Thank you.